Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue face.
That's Carl Perkins, ladies and gentlemen. That's not Elvis, that's Carl. Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. It's always a pleasure. Check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. But mostly, I want you to check out these books, Hug Your Customers by Jack Mitchell and Hug Your People by Jack Mitchell. You got to have these, both of them. They're bookends. You got to have both books. And, you know, again, as I said, I think I'd recommend you read Hug Your People first and then Hug Your Customers in reverse order of how they came out. But that's just me, Professor Mitchell. I have to now call you Professor Mitchell, don't I, Jack?
Well, you can just call me Jack.
It's Professor Jack. He's, folks, Columbia University has finally came to their senses and looked around, got their head out of the sand, and said, hey, we need this guy on our staff. They brought you in as executive in residence, Jack. I'm so impressed.
Well, Jim, it's really nice to have that opportunity to move into more of an educational setting.
Yeah.
But that's really what I feel I've been doing for my whole career, is educating and learning, listening and learning.
Yep.
Myself, and then going, you know, before we end, one of the things I would love to sort of share with your listeners again, you know, one of the things I want to ask them to try to do, because I do this when I do motivational speaking on my books. By the way, the books are very, as you know, Jim, very easy to read.
Easy
They're not
to read.
Textbooks.
Yep. Even I can read them. Yeah.
You can read them in a night. I mean, it's not a big deal. So anyway, the point I always, when I end, I say something like, do you really know your customers? What I mean by that, their birthdays, their anniversaries, do they like the Yankees or, God forbid, the Red Sox, the Giants? You know, do they like to drink Pepsi or Coke? Do they like tea or coffee? Do they like great red wine, or are they recovering alcoholics?
Another thing, Jack, is, you know, what's going on in their lives? Are they having some challenges that you need to know about, or
exactly,
something exciting you need to know about? I mean, that's part of the job, isn't it, keeping up with customers?
It is, and when you touch base like that, and it's genuine, it's got to be part of you. You can't fake that, but if you begin to practice it, you know, you got to practice hugging. Hugging is a metaphor, obviously, for any act or deed that says, wow, these folks care about me. It's like playing, I mean, I'm a tennis player, so you got to serve a million, or easier, the analogy is golf. Tiger Woods still practices, you know?
Yeah.
You got to hit a lot of balls to hit it right. So you can practice hugging. You can practice on your spouse.
But a hug could be a phone call. It could be a note. It could be taking somebody to lunch, or just putting a hand on a shoulder, a well done or whatever. That could be a hug.
That's right. And so I ask everybody today, before they go to bed tonight, to hug somebody. See, give them. It could be a bear hug, but as you say, it could be any of one of what you're saying. How about a lost friend that you forgot to really, you should call or email or write a note to? How about, you know what's going to happen when you do that? 9 times out of 10, they hug you back.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens the door again for a wonderful relationship. And then the last one, do they know their top 100 customers? Hopefully you'll ask me a year from today, or maybe sooner. Have they really started on their top 100 customers? Because we all know that 80% of the business is done with 20% of your people.
And don't forget that what Jack's talking about is why people come back. They don't come back for your product. That was 50 years ago. That was 30 years ago. They might have come back for your product. Today, they're not coming back for their product. They're coming back because of you and the other humans in your business.
Exactly.
And the experience that you and the other humans in your business give them when they come back. That's what they think about, isn't it?
If you have happy associates, then you have happy customers.
Yeah. And or vice versa.
You bet. And then the word spreads. You don't need a lot of big marketing bucks, because the word spreads that, you know, there are nice guys down there at Mitchell's or Richards or Marsh's or Wilkes Bashford. I mean, that they're nice people, and they care about you as real people. And guess what? They know enough about me that they know that I don't wear a suit in Palo Alto, California, and Silicon Valley.
You don't?
No, I mean, you might wear a hoodie or two. So
that's blasphemy. I mean, for you want everybody to be in a coat and a tie, Jack.
No, I don't. I want them to be in what they feel. They feel. By the way, that's a book I'm working on. I want them to feel comfortable in what they feel best. Now, guess what? You may know a lot about. Let's use Silicon Valley. If we have another minute, we have a great store. You know, they know everything about technology. Not everything, but that's where America's on fire in terms of technology, right? Whether it be Facebook or Google or whatever. So, but do they? And they know a lot about cars because they probably have three or four. You know, they know about homes and real estate, but they don't know very much about clothing.
Yeah,
they don't know the power of communication.
But thank goodness now they don't have to worry about that because they got you guys out there. Hey Jack, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Give us a website Give us a website quickly. All right, we'll do that another time.
Sorry.
Hug Your Customers, Hug Your People. Two books by Jack Mitchell. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.